Moin, I'll show you how to get more range and reliability out of common radio transceiver modules, or more generally out of any self-synchronized serial link. So many startup projects consist of a microcontroller, receiver, and a transmitter, and here we have no antennas. So the RF energy communicates over the ground plane, and we get no experience how the medium actually behaves. The better approach is to use a real antenna and separate power supplies, and now we're in for the ride. We have to expect a lot of problems because of the noisy nature, and if you look at the orange curve, the fastest baud rate, we see that we need an amateur radio language on S7 to S9 levels, so really loud level to get reliable performance without too many errors. And how bad is it? There's only for every bit we roll the dice, and only one happy pass with every bit correct gives us a correct packet, and that means for a payload of 64 bytes, we have to have the loudest level at S9 to get only 95% of the packets correctly. So how can we combat this? We can use a forward error correction, and where we multiply our incoming signal on the transmitting side, we multiply our bit stream with a matrix, expand it, and add redundancy, so we'd have a chance to reconstruct the signal at the receiver. So the problem with this is that the matrix can still give us a runnels of all zeros and ones, and that breaks the hardware reconstruction of the clock signal. But I set out searching and found an old approach to shorten the longest run length. And we can simply do this by swapping the last two columns of every half in the matrix and add an alternating pattern. So this replaces the common approach of XORing with a pseudo-noise sequence. And this is the run length really gets shorter. And what's missing for a whole system is a frame synchronization marker that tells us where the packet starts on the receiver side. And for this, the extended Golay code doesn't use all of its code words, and I can just go around looking for the one that gives us the best correlation. And this is the code. It's a simple multiplication and error, frame synchronization detection. And this is the decoder from Burley Camp from NASA JPL. So we got this running on a 7021 on a Cortex M0, like the Raspberry's microcontroller. And we achieve about 2.5 megabit per second, which suffices for all modern ISM transceiver modules. So if you want to help me or I can help you, contact me on the hub or per email. Thank you.
Thank you.